This is Ozarks at Large. Students will not be returning to schools in Arkansas until April 17th at the earliest. At the latest briefing from Governor Asa Hutchinson and state medical and economic personnel, stricter measures were announced for the state in an attempt to slow the spread of COVID-19 in Arkansas. Dr. Nate Smith, the director of the Arkansas Department of Health, says the numbers by mid-afternoon Thursday in Arkansas indicated 62 positive test results for COVID-19 in the state. That compares to the 33 confirmed cases announced at Wednesday's briefing. Counties with first confirmation cases include Pope, as well as counties in central and eastern Arkansas. Governor Hutchinson says that increase is not unexpected, but he says it does indicate the strong challenge facing Arkansas.
It is clear to me that we do have increasing community spread. And whereas before it was primarily based upon travel, geography of where they have traveled to and back to Arkansas, and the numbers increased from there, but we did have one instance of community spread, and now there's more than just one.
Governor Hutchinson says as a result, he's implementing a number of directives recommended by the state's public health team. Measures include the continued closing of public schools until April 17th, though at-home learning is expected to continue through alternative and online methods. State government employees, except for those considered absolutely necessary, will work through telecommuting. Hospitals, clinics, and other health facilities are mandated to screen workers and visitors for temperature and symptoms before those visitors and workers are allowed inside. And restaurants and bars in Arkansas will be closed to dine-in service
and open for carryout, drive-through, and delivery. Those licensed to sell beer and wine under any permit issued by the Alcoholic Beverage Control may have they're expanded so that they may sell corked or sealed bottled wine to go with the purchase of food.
Furthermore, indoor venues like gyms will be closed in the state to non-essential functions.
And so really separating what we need to be doing with what is optional to be doing, and trying to reduce the risk of community spread and exposure, particularly of our vulnerable population.
Dr. Nate Smith with the Arkansas Department of Health says he's been asked often the past few days about just what a positive case is.
When we say it's a positive case, that is one who has tested positive either at our lab or in one of the reference labs and been reported to us. Now there's a lot of rumors and a lot of action going on based on something other than that. Sometimes it's just someone who's gone for a test for COVID-19. Only if they get a result back and that's positive do we consider it a positive case. Sometimes people take action based on someone who happened to be related to or had contact with a positive case. That's not a positive case either. If an individual has had contact with someone who has had a positive test result, if that person has no symptoms, they should self-quarantine for 14 days. Basically, try and remain at home, away from others as much as possible.
If symptoms develop, he advises getting tested at a drive-through testing facility. If that test returns positive results, the person should contact people with whom there has been contact. Dr. Smith says as the number of cases increase, the state will have to redirect some of the contact investigation energies to priority categories.
One is healthcare workers. That's a very important group because patients may have been exposed. The second is those who are residing in nursing homes and other long-term care facilities. Those are areas where we have very vulnerable individuals. And then other settings where a large number of individuals may have been exposed.
And Dr. Cam Patterson, the chancellor of the University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences, says it remains imperative that people seeking a screening do not go to an emergency room.
The worst place to be screened is in an emergency room or a physician's office. And the best place to be screened is either by telephone, online, and UAMS Health Now provides online services for initial screening, or in drive-through centers, and there are currently 8 drive-through centers. And you can be screened at through any of those three mechanisms to determine whether you actually need any testing at all. And so just to give you a point of reference, UAMS has screened 4,200 individuals since this outbreak began in Arkansas. Almost half of those were screened yesterday.
Dr. Patterson says about 25% of the people screened by UAMS have required testing. And of those 25% requiring testing, 7 individuals have turned up positive. The complete press briefing can be seen on Governor Asa Hutchinson's YouTube page.